This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
See ya. Wednesday morning, Joe to camera, John Rich. He fills off yesterday, of course, with the rain, but back at it today with two. The first, 105. Now, that was an already scheduled afternoon game. The second game, 6:15. Phil's got very lucky with this, very lucky, because if they'd had a night game scheduled tonight already, I don't know how they would have done the fireworks thing, because people that bought tickets yesterday for fireworks can't do fireworks like at 3 in the afternoon after 1 o'clock games. I don't know what they would have done. But
my guess is they scheduled those games that way for that reason, don't you think?
Yeah. I actually do agree with you, James. Yeah. So here's the key, just for you to know. If you had tickets prior to yesterday for today's 1 o'clock game, you still have that ticket for that game at 1. If you had tickets for last night's game to see fireworks in a Phillies game last night, you will see that tonight. That game is at 6:15.
Which is the PIV, Joe?
I don't know what the PIV means.
Who? The PIV, Nick Pivetta.
Oh, yeah.
Our former, well, you loved him. He was one
I
of your
love
favorite
Nick Pivetta.
Players. Yeah. Well, I know that you're excited to see him again because he was one of your favorite
pitching.
Players.
I'm so excited.
That's why I'm wondering
he's
when
the first
do we
game.
Face the PIV.
105. 105.
Okay. 105. All right.
No one has ever called him the PIV.
I want to welcome him. Before we move further, let's welcome in Mr. Ben Davis.
Ben Davis in studio is brought to you by CJ's Tire and Auto. 18 convenient locations to keep things moving. CJTire.com.
Ben, I mean, look what I got to deal with, man.
What do you think?
I was
PIV's
like,
coming back.
I was thinking pivotal, pivot point, something along those lines.
Yeah.
Not
well, he can
Nick
pivot.
PIV the Pivetta. And
can I sum it up, Ben? I've said this before, but I'm so certain I'm right. Uh-huh. I'm going to sum it up, and I think you'll agree. Isn't John just in a better mood in roughly the last year since he got a girlfriend?
100%.
Right?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's roughly the last year?
100%.
You can detect that?
It is so...
Oh, you're completely different.
John,
come on. Yeah, no,
trust.
Seriously,
the
dude,
last year? Is that real,
you're
Ben?
Like a different human.
Come on.
You are, John.
Yeah.
It's
dead
different.
Serious.
Yeah. You were brooding. You were brooding a year ago.
You're so much happier. Yeah. You're so much more like effervescent
yeah,
all the
like,
time.
Like things like the PIV. The
yeah,
PIV.
The PIV. Yeah, exactly. Like you.
Well, I didn't. You're the Nick Pivetta fan.
You're much more jovial all the time than you used to be.
Well, I always thought
I mean,
it was
makes
funny
sense,
that he was
right?
Such a
like,
dead
that's logical.
Nick Pivetta fan.
You're not as much as a
well,
curmudgeon.
The funny thing is, Jack Fritz was a huge Pivetta. That was like his whole bit. Remember Nick Pivetta? That was like his guy.
Yes.
You don't remember this?
Well, I did want to bring it up. Like, how's Jack feeling about the return of the PIV? But then it's kind of like Jack is such
ask
a
him.
Non, like,
I don't know.
I don't even want to talk to him. He's a, like, he's such a...
You're so disappointed in Jack.
I am very disappointed.
You are. Yeah, you could tell. You could hear it.
So frustrated and disappointed. I just can't believe
not even
how
the girlfriend can raise his spirits when
of.
It comes to Jack.
Yeah. Wild, man. All right, look, 215-592-9494. Ben, since we last talked to you, Phil's in a nice spot. I mean, you know, a couple games up.
Yeah.
Mets have been struggling. What do you make of where... Let me ask you a question. We had a poll question, I think it was 2 days ago, after they'd crossed the halfway point, which was over the weekend. Poll question was, are you pleased with the first half? We framed it that way because it kind of a little thought-provoking. A lot of people have expressed displeasure, but they are in first place. How would you answer that?
Yes, because they're in first place.
Do you not love the way they arrived at it?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I have a lot of concerns about this lineup.
Uh-oh.
A lot of concerns.
Yeah. You should. I mean,
well, they've been streaky over the last, you know, 4 years.
Yeah.
But not to this. I mean,
yeah,
that road trip was bad.
Yeah, it was
offensively.
Yeah.
But this starting rotation is ridiculous.
Ben, I would imagine, because Ben, we've talked a lot about how it's the best, either this or 2011 in Phillies history.
Yeah.
But when you say this is actually now entered one of the best you've ever seen in baseball,
I think they might be better. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I think
baseball.
Yeah.
Yes,
I think they are better than 2011 rotation.
I think they're better than 2011.
Like, you got
yes.
the Braves, you know, and of course the Braves did it for a decade with mm-hmm. Maddox, Lavin, and Smoltz, and at times Avery.
Yeah, three Hall of Famers,
right? And Avery was outstanding when he was super young.
Yeah.
But like, I would imagine, Ben, that this. I mean, of course, the Orioles in the 70s had 420 game winners, which is unique. You were on a Mariners team that had four really good starters at one point. But like, I think you were on that team, right?
I was. Yeah. I mean, we're. Pretty darn good.
I'm just saying, like, it's hard for me to imagine there's been many rotations ever better than
The Tigers one that Dombrowski had with, like, Verlander and Scherzer and all, like, they had a bunch of Cy Young winners. It was all Cy Young. Every single one of the guys, I think, four of them won Cy Youngs, and the other was Anibal Sanchez, who's throwing no-hitters.
But, Ben, this is something, man.
This is 1 through 5. You could go 7-8 innings every time out. I mean, that is hard to believe.
Right.
And in this modern day in baseball, where everyone's 5 and dive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something. This rotation is off the charts.
Yeah, really is. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here.
The offense that everyone's worried about, isn't that about to get the little bit of the boost that it needs with Bryce coming
You'd
back?
Hope
I mean,
so.
The emotional lift of that sort coming back, a guy who's been gone who means that much, that does boost it.
I'm lessening the emotional lift and I'm more into the actual hit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think just his presence is going to help out this lineup. Just his presence alone, but it just can't be him.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of other parts that need to start clicking a little bit more.
Ben, it's reminding me a little bit of the group from 15 years ago. Offense got worse, pitching got better.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember 07, I mean, Rhea, we were talking about 07 earlier. 07, the offense was like double the pitching.
Yeah,
it was basically Cole and like a prayer.
A bunch of others,
right? A bunch of others, and then eventually they became all these other guys as Ryan, Chase, and Jimmy, you know, declined. The team became a pitching-oriented team. That kind of reminds me of what's going on here. Let's go to the phones. A lot to react to. 215-592-9494. Gino, Northeast Philly. Hi, Gino.
Morning, guys. How you doing this morning?
Doing great, Gino.
First off, before I get aggravated about your Eagle stuff, Joe, I knew you were going to win this all along. You know, I'm not going to go after him because you asked me not to go after the
No,
show
you can say anything you
no,
want.
No,
I'm just I'm
no,
going to be
but,
you know.
No, I'm just saying I knew that he's just so weak. And Joe, you're going to win.
How did
five
he know?
Zero.
How did you know he
win,
was that
five,
weak?
Because you could just tell by how he acts on the air.
Oh my gosh!
The things that bother him, like he gets upset over people talking on Twitter. He gets so mad because people get mad about his Jalen Hurts opinions. He's just a soft underbelly, like Joe said. That's he is. 5-0, Joe. It's going to win.
Jeez.
That's if I even choose to do 4 and 5. You know, I mean, what's the point?
Yeah, I really think, Joe, you're going to win every event. And I thought this from the start. I thought you're going to.
I appreciate that.
And Joe, the other reason is because, Joe, I can just tell you could get in his head because it's easy to get in his head, and you're a smart guy, Joe, and you know
hold
how
on,
to get
hold
under
on,
people.
Hold on now.
You know
we're getting into hottie hammer territory
no,
without
you know,
Joe saying,
saying
a word.
I'm not saying
I'm
it.
I'm just saying there's one win.
I know. Listen, I agree with you, John.
He's very good at getting people under people's collar, though, Joe, and Like, I could just see him doing that where he hid behind the trailer and all that. Like, for, like, but it's smart, though. It's so smart.
Well, I didn't want
it
to...
It was so funny, him. The image of Joe just, like, sitting there drinking his water, taking his time, knowing that he's like, I'll give it a couple more minutes.
I didn't want them to see how affected I was. I didn't want them to see me pouring the water over my head.
Don't let them see a sweat.
Yeah, pretty
like
much.
That.
Yeah, no, honestly.
Can I make my two Eagles points
Please
real
do.
Quick?
Sure.
Okay. First off, I'm not trading Nolan Smith for T.J. Watt. Nolan Smith's 24 years old. T.J. Watt's 30 years old with a long, long injury history. I know he's a great player, but Nolan Smith has the potential to be a very great player too. So I'm not making that trade.
Well, I'm not either, actually. So, John, you are. You're telling me if you could do that, you would do it.
Absolutely. T.J. Watt is a game changer right now, and this team is ready to – we just won a Super Bowl. We are ready to keep going back and doing that again and again. But that means that we've got a window also. You know, look, I love Nolan Smith too, but I know T.J. Watt is a proven, established commodity. He's got – 108 sacks in this league. The guy knows how to get it done. All pro level consistently. I know he's 30, but
30
man.
With a big injury history. He was a no-show in his last playoff game. And? Zero tackles, yep. Zero sacks, yep. Zero quarterback hits.
And Ree, what's the other big? What's the other big?
That's a good point.
Big contract.
Yeah, and the Eagles this offseason have shown that they're shedding cash.
And age.
An H.
Well, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Gino, I'm with you.
And we could use some veteran leadership.
It doesn't sound like a Howie Roseman move either. It really doesn't. But the other thing I was going to say, I think you guys are giving the Commanders way too much credit. First off, Deebo Samuel's absolutely shot. He's done. Cooked. I don't think he'll have any effect whatsoever. I think he's done. You watch him play last year?
Yeah, he wasn't. I wouldn't say he's done, but I'd say he's diminished.
Jaden Daniels is excellent. I'm not saying he's not. Yeah. But there's a long, long history of quarterbacks being great their rookie season and taking a step back.
Well, let me ask you a question. Other than the last 4 years, name one.
Name one?
Yeah, other than
I mean, I don't know. I'd have to go through.
Well, you just said there's a long history. I'm not sure that's accurate. There's a recent history. There is. There is a recent history of Stroud and some others who established and took a step back. I don't quite know why. It's weird. But
well, it's defense is getting a chance to look at them.
No,
the
that's part of
year.
It. But defense has got chances to look at guys in the 90s and 2000s and 70s and 80s. And I don't remember this recent spate of guys stepping back happening 20, 30 years ago. So,
well, film study's a lot different.
But do you agree, though, Joe, that when they played the Commanders last year, I mean, let's be honest about it. They kicked their butt twice. And let's be honest, if Jalen didn't get hurt, they were going to get their butts kicked out.
Probably. Down. But I'll say this. It wasn't Jaden Daniels' fault Washington lost the NFC Championship game. His defense stunk, and his running
defense
backs...
Defense still stinks.
And his, well, yeah, and his running backs...
And again, they played nobody until the playoffs.
All right,
nobody.
Gino, I got to move. Give me a funny TV moment.
Okay, I'm a big Seinfeld fan, so I'm going to have to go with the when George pretends to be a marine biologist, and he finds the golf ball... that Kramer hits in yep. The blowhole of the whale.
You got it. All right, Gino, love it, man. 215-592-9494. AMA up ahead. What a Pittsburgh talk show host said about T.J. Watt and the Eagles. More of what Fritz said yesterday on the show and the midday show with a song about Jack Fritz. You got to hear it. Joe to Cameron, you got to hear it. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
Burst pipes, leaks, clogs, corrosions, even a loud, mysterious noise. Don't let one of these plumbing problems ruin your summer. Contact Horizon Services today and stop worrying. No matter the time of year, you can always trust the experts at Horizon Services to solve any of your plumbing problems because, frankly, they have seen it all. You won't be waiting around for days for a plumber to arrive. Horizon Services has same-day service, so they will make sure your problem is fixed fast. As always, with Horizon Services, job's going to be done right the first time. If it's a bigger job, maybe say a water heater installation, Horizon Services has money-saving warranties, rebates, and flexible payment options. Doesn't matter what season it is, you shouldn't be worried about having enough hot water for everyone in your home, and you shouldn't have to worry about your wallet when you need to take care of your house. Horizon Services, they're available 24/7, so don't wait. Schedule a visit at horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. Book today. We'll be right back.
All righty, AMA, as we typically do at 7 o'clock on Wednesdays, pushed it back a little bit today. You ask, or at least someone asked, we answer questions from Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Seltzer, what are we looking at?
All right, let's start out with GoBirds86 on Twitter. They say, I am intrigued and potentially concerned about the outcome of this question, but what does the Hammer do when the Phillies have a night off during the season?
Oh, man. Well, it can be any number of things. Usually it's just me and Amy hanging out. No, it wasn't last night. Last night, I was just kind of organizing myself. I felt a little disorganized. I don't know, for whatever reason, coming out of the weekend. I mean, I'd put a lot of, I guess I put so much stock into the golf last week. I practiced golf so many different times.
You were a little off kilter.
Yeah, I just hadn't like nailed down on some stuff I wanted to do. So
that sort of makes
well,
sense.
Well, speaking of
that, so I was kind of like catching up on stuff.
So speaking of that real quick before we get to John, we had a caller just call and ask, is Joe taking any batting practice? Is that something maybe you can put your energy towards this week?
Here's what I'll say to that. I don't want to go on the record on that one yet. I may or may not. I'm just
keeping it tight.
Yeah, I'm just going
to
keep it tight.
Close to the vest.
I'm going
to
keep it tight.
Okay.
Maybe I'll tell you later. Maybe I won't. I'm not going to answer that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I will just say this. I'll be prepared.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I may not win, and obviously I'm the underdog in baseball, but I will be prepared.
You doing like eyesight training?
Very unlike him.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What'd you say, Ray?
I said, have you hired a professional to help you like you did with the golf?
He's not going to say.
I'm not going
to
say.
Are you doing any eyesight stuff? Because walking is the key to this whole thing.
I will say that I will
sharpen
make sure
that eyesight.
I have up-to-date contact lenses.
There we go.
I'll leave
all
it
right
at that.
Good question from the text line. If you could live in a fictional world, what world would you choose?
What world would you choose in a fictional world? Wow. Well, not Star Wars, because that was scary as hell.
I think Nintendo Land.
Oh, wow.
If I could somehow insert myself into that world, because then I could choose to go like hop back and forth between like Mario Land and maybe like the castle over there, Wario's castle. Like, could I include all of it? You know, like maybe all the courses, Nintendo, like maybe Mario Kart, because you get all the courses and you can live in
the
all the
lands. The only problem
is
with most of the fictional worlds, including that one, people die. Like you get.
Yeah.
But then you come back to life. I mean, you die, you fall in the lava and you dissipate, but then boop, 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 boop. You're put right back on the road.
If you have enough guys left. I don't know. That's a tough one, James. I mean, there was a Robin Williams movie.
What Dreams May Come.
Right. It was beautiful.
Yeah, horrible movie.
But wasn't it a beautiful setting? Am I remembering that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but it was like there was issues with it, if I remember correctly, wasn't it? It was like working out his like didn't,
something was
didn't
messed
his wife
up.
Commit suicide
I,
or something like that?
I just know
like
that most stuff's a disaster.
Dad.
Like Star Wars you don't want to be in. You don't want to be in Game of Thrones. People die all the time. Like you don't want to be in any of these.
I think, you know, when I think of something like Game of Thrones, I think, man, you know, I would love to live in that age, that era. I think I could like cut people's heads.
Well, you'd
know.
Be good. You'd be
but
above
then,
average.
No, but then I'd be blind. I wouldn't be able to do anything. I'd be like the invalid, like begging, please help me. Because I couldn't see anything.
Okay. I don't know, James. I guess.
So no answer.
Robin Williams movie. What
wow.
Dreams May Lie or whatever that was.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you got?
Weird choice. One more. How's your training going, Jeff?
Good. Feel great. I mean, I physically feel great. Obviously, I'm happy with how things have gone so far and got to keep it going. But am I working out? Yes. That's it. That's all you're getting out of me. I'm keeping it tight, guys. And with
great.
That, AMA,
what a great segment that
was. That's fine.
Thank
that's
you.
Too bad. We shut it down.
I remember a time when Joe DeCamera prioritized the radio show and not competition.
Yeah.
Oh, mister, I won't even go to a spring training game with my friends because I got to prioritize the radio show.
Well,
I
mean, I've been watching for the sake of our radio show.
Yep.
I do think that Rob McElhaney, being a Philadelphia guy himself, I've been watching Rob McElhaney stuff, and he's amazing. And I do think we need to try to get him on our show.
Yeah, I forgot to do
that. At some point, he is hilarious. I was not fully aware of how hilarious and how just
fully immersed in a lot of things, okay. Rob McElhaney is. Well, this guy's a smart guy.
I will try to get him on the show. I had totally forgotten about that. All right,
yeah.
Let's go to the phones. We'll get to more audio, Fritz. Phil's off yesterday. Here's the key to know if you have tickets for either game today. Here's what I want you to know. The game that was scheduled for 105 today, already scheduled, remains that game 105. So if you had tickets for that one, you have tickets for that one. If you had tickets last night, your tickets for today are 615. And the 6:15 game is the game that they will show the fireworks. So you should be okay as long as, you know, hopefully you have the time available to go tonight. Let's go to the phones. Phil's looking to keep it going after a great Zach Wheeler start. That was 2 days ago. Two pitchers tonight, Ben. Who are the two guys today? What are we looking at today?
You got Mick Abel and Christopher Sanchez.
Man, they just roll. I mean, Abel's obviously the least of the five. But, I mean, you have confidence every game.
Well, yeah, I feel pretty good with all these guys. I mean, it's just this again, the starting rotation is just it's on a different level.
It's really amazing.
And they could carry them. I mean, they have to get to the playoffs first, but a rotation like this could carry them through the playoffs.
There's no question. Let's go to JB in Chestnut Hill. Hi, JB.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone.
What's up?
What's up, buddy? Joe, going back to your golf, do you know when Tiger got his first hole in one?
Well, I know he broke 100 at 5, so I'll guess that it was age 5.
8 years old.
Wow, that's incredible.
And Phil Mickelson, famous lefty, is actually right-handed.
Really?
He's a 3 handicap right-handed.
Wow.
A 3.
Really? So why did he switch to left?
Because he's obviously better left-handed.
He's better.
No, he learned from his dad, and he used a mirroring technique.
Correct.
His whole life, and he learned how to play left-handed.
But he's obviously better left-handed. Otherwise, he would play right-handed.
Yeah, but what you're saying is he developed it. That's fascinating, JB.
Yeah, wild. So the competition with you and on the Fritz, as his new nickname should be. So what are the parameters? Is it a certain amount of pitches? Is it balls and strikes? Do you have to get a hit?
I'm up 10 times. I got to get on base 4 times. He's bringing fielders from Plymouth White Marsh High School. It's going to be, by the way, at Plymouth White Marsh High School. It's open to the public. We encourage people to get there.
Noon on July 9th.
Yeah, Wednesday of next week. So he brings 8 other fielders. He's the pitcher. He brings 8 fielders. And I've been told they're very good because it's the baseball team for Plymouth White Marsh High School. If I get on base 4 or more times, not that we'll continue if I already get on. If I get on base 4 times out of 10, I win. If it's 3 times out of 10, it's a push. If it's 2 or less, he wins.
The funniest part is some high school kid could decide this.
Yeah, but you know what? I was told that they have been told you got to take it legit serious. So,
no, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying some high school kid could make a diving play and throw you out at first on a ball that would have been a hit, and you lose because I'm just saying there are other factors to this.
That's true.
So these are at-bats?
At-bats wouldn't be the technical term because if you walk, it's not
at-bat.
It's 10 plate appearances.
Okay, so what if he throws like, what if you have like a 6 or 7 pitch at-bat? I mean, what if he throws like 60 pitches?
Well,
be able to wipe his rear end the next day.
He agreed to this. He'll probably have to throw between 40 to 60 pitches. But here's the key.
The
more strikes he throws, the easier it will be for him.
Agree.
So he's got to throw strikes. I mean, it's really not that complicated.
All right.
So you have an umpire coming?
There's an ump. Yeah. There's going to be an ump at home, and there's going to be an ump at first. We might need an ump down the left field and right field line, but there's definitely an ump at home and first.
Yeah, you get the first baseman and the third baseman call it because they're kids, and they don't really have a dog in the fight unless they care.
Look, JB, I'm just trying to get on base a couple times here, man, and just keep the ball rolling. It's going to be hard, man. He is obviously a better baseball player than me, so I will do my best.
Grab the plate and let him choke because he is more fractured than you are at this point. All you have to do is either hang in there, and if he's dumb enough to try to brush you, he's then going to get wild. I mean, he's shown, and I think John kind of touched on a little bit, that like he's kind of a fugazi. Like his even Ike on the afternoon was talking about how he used to, and he kept saying used to, put him in the status of the athlete at the station. And it's like, but now you're kind of not. Like, I think that's playing in. Let the head games get to him. Just be ready and just take your time. And I think you'll have a good time with it.
JB, I'll say this to respond to you. Everything I've done to this point has been purposeful.
Good.
I'm just going to leave it at that. And again, I will emphasize to everyone listening, he is clearly the favorite in baseball. The man played college baseball. Not one time in my life did I play school baseball. So, okay. he should win this. Doesn't mean he will, but he should.
See what you're doing.
JB, give me an answer. A funny TV moment.
How about, by the way, Jim, I think you're talking about the 2013 Tigers team. And by the way, you're leaving off, I meant to tell you this, you're leaving off Roy Halladay, a guy who threw a perfect game.
Yeah, I know.
On the panel, I know. About ruining a perfect game, Ben Davis.
The Halladay thing's a little bit like the T.O. thing. The excellence was so short-lived here.
T.O. was
1.5 seasons of excellence. Halladay was 2 seasons of excellence and then 2 seasons of not. So that's why. And I'm comfortable with the poll being about Hamels, Howard, Utley, and Rollins. I thought about Roy, and he deserves consideration for it.
Yeah.
But he's not the greatest Philly this century. He's the player. He's not. JB, I need an answer. A funny TV moment.
How about Christopher Walken? We need more cowbell.
That's a great answer, bud. I love that answer from Saturday Night Live.
Good one.
Yeah, really good. All right, let's listen. Speaking of answers, an answer that Andrew Filippone, you might not know who he is, but he's a Pittsburgh radio talk show host on the Odyssey station out there. And he was on with Joe and Hugh yesterday commenting on the possibility of the Eagles with Nolan Smith linking up with the Steelers with T.J. Watt and a Howie Roseman, like, let's go in on T.J. Watt while he's still got some serious gas in the tank at the age of 30. I mean, T.J. Watt's a better player, there's no doubt. I'm a Nolan Smith fan. T.J. Watt's a better player. Here's something Filippone said yesterday on the Midday Show.
I used to just live in a world where it's like, all right, maybe a first-round pick is all you get back, but maybe there would be players involved. Like, if the Eagles called up the Steelers and said, we want T.J. Watt, we'll trade you Nolan Smith in a late round pick. I think they'd make that trade. I really do.
Now, I would not, but I want to be clear, John. I don't get there quickly. Like, I had to really think about this over the last, 24 hours or so since this first emerged on this. And we've thought about this before. And we've talked about, I mean, obviously, if you're going to acquire T.J. Watt, you would either likely be trading a pick or someone like Nolan Smith. You're not getting him for, your backup running back. So you got to give up something legit. Here's the thing about Nolan Smith. I got him under contract for 3 more years on a rookie deal. He emerged dramatically last year in a way where his improvement in the second half of the season was, honest to God, about as good a second half improvement I felt like I've ever seen in Philly sports history. I mean that. I don't know if I've ever seen a player come on that much in that small a span of time. The beginning of the year, I thought he was a zero. The end of the year, I thought he was one of the best pass rushers in pro football playoffs. So Watt's better now, but with a lot of high-priced players, you can't have all the high-priced players. I would walk away, but John, I get your intrigue. I get your intrigue. I mean, Watt is amazing.
And he gets out there and he plays. He gets after it. He is old school. You look at the games started, and it's... He starts every game he physically can, and I keep hearing this all injury history. Every player who's been in the league, for 7, 8, 9 years has an injury history. He's been getting after it for a long time. He's been all pro now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, all pro 5 times. Yeah. And he was all pro in 2023 and 2024.
Sure. No, I mean, look, he's legit. You know what he is? He's a high motor guy, very similar to Fritz. I mean, when you think of great effort and intensity.
I thought you were a high road hammer.
No, no,
well, I mean, a high road hammer.
I vacillate hammer.
Forgot for a second.
No. Sorry. I take it back. High road hammer. All right, so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
John Johnson of the Overnight Show had a poll. Question was, would you trade Nolan Smith and a late-round pick? Because that's what Filippone said right there. So just imagine it's a fifth-rounder. Would you trade Nolan Smith and a fifth-rounder for T.J. Watt? Now, the fifth-rounder wasn't said in the poll. Late-round pick was said in the poll. 60% said no. Rhea, would you?
No.
James, would you?
I think so. I've gone back and forth on this. I'm torn. But look, Nolan Smith's going to have to get paid in a year or so anyway. T.J. Watt is absolutely a better player today right now. This team has a chance to do something we've never seen before with the Eagles and haven't seen the city in 50 years. Go get the superstar. And that's the one. If you look at this defense, I know the second linebacker spot, whatever, but I think the biggest question mark is, can the Jalix Hunt, Nolan Smith, this pass rush get home? And you bring in T.J. Watt.
It's not a question.
T.J. Watt will be taking two, and Jalen Carter will be taking two. Who's left to block anybody?
Right.
I love the way that looks.
Well, if they had those two guys, the most formidable they've had since Reggie and Jerome up
front.
How can an
offense even hope to stop that front?
Yeah. That would be nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do want to present one.
Make it happen.
Well, we don't.
Well, because I understand Nolan Smith, young, but this guy will be for the next 4 years.
I don't know that TJ. I don't know that. Look, TJ
Watt. After 30.
Yeah, TJ Watt's better now. I don't know that he's better in 2 years. No. And he
will be probably quarterbacks. He's been all pro the last 2 years. Wait, he's been all pro. Well, geez. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the last 6 years.
There's no disputing. He's a great player. All right, well, look, you can react to it. 215-592-9494. Let's get to, and I do want to play this audio. It was funny. The Midday Show had a song about Fritz yesterday. We'll get to that shortly. Harris in Havertown. What's going on, Harris?
How are you, Joe?
Good,
How's
buddy.
How's everyone doing this morning? Good,
doing
good.
Great.
I wanted to actually, since you guys are on the birds, I like to switch it. I do it. It's not even a question. T.J. Watt's one of the best in the game.
He's amazing.
Love Nolan Smith.
Yes.
Love Nolan Smith, but it's not even a question. There's a window, right? And we're in that window right now. This team can repeat, and it's such a monster upgrade, so I'm 100% in on that.
Yeah, no question. No question. Is Harris your first name?
It is, yeah.
That's a really cool first
some
name.
Some things don't go your way in life, John.
No, I don't think that's awesome.
It's coming around, Harris Dickinson.
I love that.
There's, you know.
That's a tough name, man. That's cool.
Well, I'd love the persona Coach Harris, because I'm Joe's tennis coach.
Okay.
Coming up.
There you go. Oh,
look at this.
Yeah, how about that?
Wow.
What do you got for us, Harris?
So, Joe, I got to tell you, I think you're the favorite here. Great job on golf. I got to say that, you know, I do coach amateur players, and I'm a high school coach, and I've been around the games for a while. And what I can tell you is that the competitive nature is so underrated, and it's so much, it's so great in amateur sports. And I just got to say that you're so in his head, and you are the effort level that you have over Fritz. And I got to tell you, I don't know how seriously he's taking this. And just based on that alone, you're the hammer. And basketball, shooting is mental, right? And tennis, I mean, you're going to win tennis.
Look, I appreciate the kind words. Here's the thing about basketball, it's going to be tough for me. He is a much bigger body, and he's probably going to try to bully ball me, which you can do to someone on a one-on-one. Now, I would probably try to, you know, outshoot him, maybe outside shots, stuff like that. He's going to have some reach with block shots. He's going to have an advantage on rebounds. Basketball would be an interesting one. I tend to think I would win, but I don't take any of this for granted, Harris. And how much he's taking it serious, I tend to think he's taking it serious, but at times he kind of like goes into jokey joke mode. So I don't.
That's what I'm saying,
James,
though,
you know
yeah.
him the best. Like, is he going to dig down more now or not?
I think he will dig down more. I don't know that he has the you know, well to dig down right. deep enough to how intense you are. I mean, whether the athletic thing aside,
yep.
I know this from doing Beat the Hammer with you for the last almost 9 years of Beat yeah. the Hammer, you are insanely competitive. Like, a radio game that is yeah. like a radio show thing,
sure.
like, you take, like, so intensely, like, people hear the, like, you're so intense about it.
Yeah.
So I don't think that Jack will ever reach your level of competitive. I don't.
Well, I agree with that.
But I think that losing golf has
awoken him a bit.
Yes.
Well, I would hope for his sake it has. We'll find out. Harris, give me the funniest TV moment of all time. You can win Adam Sandler tickets through
yeah,
our show
and Joe,
today.
Real quick, he's going to see your face right in front, and you beat him in golf. He's going to see your face in basketball, and that's a big deal. Percentages change based on the competitive mental. Matt Foley, motivotational speaker.
Great answer. And who was it that couldn't keep the...
Living in a van
yeah.
down by the river.
Right. Spade couldn't keep
Spade.
His... Yeah.
It was Spade.
Yeah, he broke.
He was laughing. Keep a straight face.
Which is rare for Saturday Night Live, because they're...
Except for Jimmy Fallon, who broke every sketch.
Well, yeah,
oh, that's
did.
True.
But they're trained to not do that.
Yeah, it's a really big deal when they
so,
break.
The Fritz thing. I want to play some audio. This emerged... I forget if this was yesterday or 2 days ago. This struck me. A lot of people are saying I'm in his head. Look, I do feel bad for him. I don't think he knows what to make of me. And I'm not saying that to pat myself on the back, because, guys, I really am taking the high road here. I'll let his words speak for...
Can you say I'm taking the high road if you're really taking the high road?
Well, no, because I'm not...
How many times has he said that?
I mean,
Ben, you know what I'm...
I think when you take the high road, you take the high road.
Well, but I have to...
When you're saying you're taking the high road.
You're like, hey, I'm on the high road up here, guys. Nothing going on down there. High road up here.
See what I'm doing up here? I'm on the high road.
I will. Yeah. Okay. Maybe I'll frame it a little different before. Yeah.
Take that under advisement.
I will. But I will let his words speak for themselves. And Ree, I think you will agree. This is a man who doesn't know what to make of me. As a competitor goes, this is for him, I think, a concern. Listen to something he said earlier this week.
I tell you what. He's got some kind of confidence thing.
Like, well, he's always had
it. Just blocks it out.
He
it's
thinks
crazy.
He's going to be president.
And he might.
Right? I mean,
Joe, you love that, don't you? You're smiling. You're like cheesing right
again,
now.
Again, just his words, not
he
mine.
He doesn't believe he can beat you.
You think he's really that shaken?
Yeah. I hear it in his voice. I don't. I hear is, Ike and Spike
guys,
trying desperately to prop him
I
up.
I know they are. Well, Ike also went after him yesterday. We'll play that in a second. But I want to get to this audio, because things like what happened on the midday show, I don't think are going to help him. Now, maybe if he's got the right kind of dog, he digs down and fires back. But midday show, one of their callers put together a song. It's pretty cool. We're not going to play the whole thing. Just about 30 seconds of this song from Scott in King of Prussia. And when Fritz was driving to the station yesterday, this had to drive him freaking nuts listening to this.
Duck, cool, calm, and steady. Jack was hype, thought he was ready. But the pressure hit Jack like a storm. Joe shot the world, broke the norm. Morning lights shine on the course. Afternoon fades with regretful remorse. Joe's got the mind tricks, Jedi finesse.
Jack thought he'd win this with ease. But Joe played chess, Jack played in threes. Yolo whispers, Joe's name is tight. Fritz can't handle the mental fight. Joe's in his head living rent free.
Okay, we'll just stop it there.
Wow. James,
how much does this bother him?
Oh, a lot. That's definitely AI created. I know Scott and King of Prussia. Sure. There is no way Scott made that song.
Well, he presented it
to
the show.
Yeah, like... I think that that probably annoyed Jack a little bit. Okay. Yes.
Now, one thing that's also going on, Ike is, because Ike and Spike are trying, you can tell they're trying to figure out, do we go after him or do we hug him up? And they're kind of doing a little of both. Because on one hand, they want to get his attention and say, dude, you got to pick it up. On the other hand...
But it doesn't seem like he's getting that message necessarily.
No.
Like, it still feels like there's like a laxity or something. Where he's just like, oh, you know, it was a classic meltdown.
Right.
All-time crazy meltdown. Yeah, that was you, man.
Like, you're right.
You melted down. Like,
no,
you need
right.
to stop doing that forever if you are going to have a chance.
Well, look, we'll take your thoughts on what's going on with Fritz in his head, 215-592-9494. And the Phillies, who, of course, resume today with a doubleheader, and the Eagles, who have training camp in 20 days, and would you trade Nolan Smith for T.J. Watt? One more piece of audio, then right back to the phones, because one of the things, Ike, at a certain point yesterday, you can tell he's like, all right, enough of trying to hug him up. Let's tough love him now. You can tell Ike is frustrated. Here is the Ike man yesterday with Fritz.
I'm supporting him. We're supporting him. We want to support him.
Yes.
I'm also irritated. I'm irritated at the lack of confidence
I agree
shown
with that.
Out there in competition.
Right.
I'm irritated at the lack of will to fight through adversity out there. Now, he showed up the last four holes. He did.
He did.
I'm giving him credit for that. But somebody has to give him a little tough love, even if he gets mad at me. I want him to take it out on the camera.
So
hold on. So part of me is saying, this dude rips everybody at the station with his top five.
Oh,
nobody's safe.
You got to tell
exactly.
me. I'm in
Nobody
that top five
saved.
Every other day.
Yeah. Nobody's safe. So he gets his shots off on everybody. Me too.
But here's...
I mean, meaning he gets his shots off on me.
So here, I agree with you. I agree with you on
he's
that.
He's nice in general, but he's part of this show, which means he's a big proponent of attacking other hosts and shows.
Yes.
So we're getting it ourselves right now. I'm not whining about it. Do something about it next Wednesday. Do something, because guess what? If we lose next Wednesday, what is going to be like then?
I mean, that's going to be bad.
Exactly.
It's going to be bad.
All right.
Preach, Ike.
No,
honestly, mad respect. That's exactly right. Spike and, you know, like we hear Spike and he's like, oh, they're all dead to me. Ike's like, yeah, they can rip us. That's fair.
Right.
Ike, you're the man, dude.
Ike said if we lose.
I know.
He said
I loved it.
It's great.
You know, I think Ike is frustrated by the fact that Jack is demonstrating he cannot refocus the adversity. He cannot refocus the animosity in a productive way. He's saying he hopes he can redirect it, you know, next time.
Yeah.
Because that's what, you know, that's what you learn to do. That's what Ike learned to do growing up playing football. You know, you refocus that whatever the bad is, it sucks, but you can refocus it and use it almost like fuel. Jack gets the bad, and rather than repurpose that bad into like super fuel, high octane stuff that allows him to defeat you, he fizzles out and it short circuits him. That's what's so frustrating. And Ike's sitting there like, how do I even deal with this?
Yeah, I mean, they've been trying for 2 days. Look, we'll say Wednesday of next week. High noon, you can be there. Plymouth White Marsh High School, we encourage you to be there for noon. Wednesday of next week, the high school field, Plymouth White Marsh High School, he's going to have the defenders, he's going to have the team with him as the defenders with him out there on the field, eight guys, nine total. So it's going to be fun. We encourage you to get out there and whether you're rooting for him or me, just come out, have fun, and let's hang. And we'll find out what happens. Look, I'm obviously the underdog next week. I should be. I mean, he played college baseball. I never played baseball for a team on a school. Not once. I played a little bit of neighborhood ball, but I never played for a team in a school. So obviously he's a big favorite. We'll see what he's got. Let's go to the phones. Jeremy in Vineland. Jeremy, you're on WIP.
Yo, Joe, so when is it a good time to be optimistic about your football team?
Right now.
Well, I'm saying the president of the show today is you're saying we're kind of like passing over that the Eagles were champions last year. So
no, well, Jeremy, so here's what it stems from. I heard a call, and we'll play the audio in a moment. Well, actually, let's play it right now. Jeremy, hang on 1 second. I want to play this audio, and then I'll get your reaction. So I found this interesting. I'm driving into work today, and John Johnson's on overnight. This is in the 4 o'clock hour, and the caller makes a point, and John retorts. I would have retorted a little different, but just the conversation was about whether the Eagles should trade Nolan Smith for T.J. Watt. Now, whether you think they should or shouldn't, you can figure that out. But there's a grander point that the caller has that I actually object to. You might say, Jeremy, I'm being negative. I don't think so. I think I'm being real. But listen to this exchange. I'll explain my rationale. Come right back to me, Jeremy. Listen to this.
What's the point? We won the championship, so what's is he not the final piece? You're just going off a name.
No, hold on. He's not just a name, right? I mean, there's more to it.
Is he the final piece? We the champs, right?
We are the champs.
So, Jeremy, here's my point. We are the champs was 5 months ago. Like, I'm not trying to strip it away from the Eagles at all. What I'm saying is the Eagles were the champions. The 2024 Eagles were the champions of pro football. They won that game February 9th, 2025. God bless them. We'll cherish it forever. New season, dude. New season. By the way, the last time a Philadelphia sports team repeated, the Flyers in 75, you know who they had it? Reggie Leach in 74-75. They added one of their best players for that season, who, by the way, in 76, set an NHL record that still stands for most goals ever in a postseason with 19. So just because you were the champs and are the defending champs doesn't mean they should be of the mindset, we are the champs, let's not go try to add someone. I would not trade Nolan Smith for T.J. Watt, but my reason isn't, oh, we're the champs, we got it, he can't put us over the top, we're already over the top. Here's what the Eagles' record is. You ready? 0-0. The Eagles' record in 2025 is 0-0. That's what the record is, Jeremy.
Okay, so check it out, Joe. So the two most winningest organizations in football is the Steelers and the Patriots. They won 6 Super Bowls apiece in 60 years, Joe. So that means the best teams to ever do it did it 10% of the time.
Yeah, it's hard.
So like I said, what? So hold on.
Sure.
So when are we supposed to be optimistic? Because even
right now, same answer. You should be optimistic, but don't take it for granted. That's all I'm trying to tell you, man. Like, be optimistic. Dude, this is one of the 2 or 3 most optimistic I've ever been in early July for a season. July 04, July 2018, and July 2025.
Well, I'm happy. But yeah, Joe, because you know what?
What? Where'd he go? Caller just disappeared.
Joe, oh, there's Spike saying the words. Hold on, let me talk.
I'm listening to it. Go ahead.
And we made an audio highlight tape of you, Giglio, and Spike using the words concerned, doubt, I'm worried in the same year that the Eagles won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I wasn't. We weren't the only three, man. I mean, Jeremy, in October, tons of fans wanted Sirianni fired. Tons!
I just don't know what it takes for you to start believing like that okay. The Eagles can win a Super Bowl as is. If you compare
Jeremy, you ready for this statement? The Eagles in 2025 season can win the Super Bowl.
There we go. I love it.
Yeah, doesn't mean they will. Give me an answer.
No, of course mean they will.
Right. Give me a funny TV moment. You can win the Adam Sandler tickets.
I don't have them, but I want to say something about Jack real quick.
Sure.
So, look, I'm not on your side. Jack is soft as heck. I'm not on his side. But you stacked the deck a little bit with this, with the 10 consecutive bats. Dude, you put a regular batter up against a pitcher 10 consecutive times, his batting average is going to go up. You stacked the deck on this a little bit.
Well, first off, he agreed to it. That's number one. So, Jeremy, appreciate the call. He agreed to it. I mean, maybe he should have been a little bit more, I mean, John, it is
aggressive.
What it is.
Man, that's part of the problem here. I think Jack took all of this so lightly going in, and then he shows up and continues to take it lightly while you just do your job and, trounce his ass. And then he's like, all of a sudden, oh my gosh, what happened?
I can tell they're already trying to change the rules. Like, now they're trying to have it not be 4 times on base. Like, it is what it is, guys. You're bringing defenders. They got to play defense. Jack throws strikes. I got to hit the ball. Like, one of the things I heard Jack say yesterday is, will Joe run to first base? Well, yeah. If I put the ball in play, I'll run to first base.
They said you're gonna fake an injury.
Like, will Joe run to first? Yes, if I put the ball in play, I'll run to first base.
They were completely unprepared for you to win at golf.
I agree with
and
that.
They don't know what to do.
I agree with that.
They're reeling.
They are reeling. Because they really are. I can tell they're trying to change rules and all
just
this.
Just taking shots, this and that.
It's ridiculous. All right, so look, you can react to that exchange. That caller and John Johnson, me and the other caller. What do you? So here's what I said earlier. I'll say it again. The Eagles, and I'm not trying to, guys, I'm not trying to irritate you. I'm going to keep it real. The Eagles were the champs last season. The Eagles are the defending Super Bowl champions. I would not say the Eagles 2025 team are the champions. I mean, guys, there's a new group.
But they are the reigning champions.
That's reigning. Until someone else is the champion, they are the champs.
They're the reigning champs.
Yes. Reigning champ or defending champ, not champ. Like, here's who it is.
This is semantics.
No,
it's semantics.
No, it is semantics. No, it's not semantics.
It is. If the players say, whatever the players say is a different thing. For fans, this is semantics.
No, that, okay.
We can say
the players
it. We can say we're the champs because we are the champs
that
until someone else is the champ.
Is the champ.
Okay, but hold on. If you guys want to say that, say it. I disagree, but would you agree with this? Don't say, don't get T.J. Watt because we're the champs.
Well, of course. That's I just said trade for T.J.
Watt.
Because
that is, you know... I mean, Ben, you've been seeing pro football. Three teams in the salary cap era have repeated as NFL champions. Mm-hmm. And by the way, in the last 21 years, zero teams have repeated as NFC East champions. And five of them got to a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So I do think there is. And look, of course the Eagles have an advantage over everyone else in the division. Of course they do. Of course they do. Eagles are a better team than everyone else in the division. But a lot can happen, man. Don't take it for granted.
That's why I say, if you think that getting T.J. Watt is going to get you another Super Bowl this year, go out and get him.
Well, that was Ruben's thing when he, after the 08, when he kept, no, it didn't work for a title, but they certainly were excellent when he was getting, let me get Cliff Lee, let me get Roy Oswalt, let me get Hunter Pence, let me get Roy Halladay. Like, I'll always appreciate that the Phillies tried like hell to get that second one. They didn't get it, but I mean, you could have tried harder. I mean, they said, chips, middle of the table. Mm-hmm. And I will always appreciate that as a fan. Speaking of the Phils in that era, we have two different Twitter poll, and you can react to everything we got going on here today. 215-592-9494. Two different Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevrolet wishing the entire Delaware Valley a happy and safe 4th of July. Armin Chevrolet, closer than you think. Together, let's drive. So, Tom Kelly had a tweet after Zach Wheeler's start the other day. An incredible run, which is 6 years really of incredible run, saying that Zach Wheeler is the best Phillies player this century. Very thought-provoking. So we've created two different Twitter polls for the early portion of our show. Then we're going to get to a third poll. The first poll question is, we try to determine through you and your votes, who's the best Phillies player this century? So yes, we did leave out Roy Halladay. He wasn't here that long. We left out Tomey. We left out Abreu. We left out Roland. Those guys clearly aren't going to be part of this. It's the four classic Phils that were on all five teams that won the division that era, you know, 15 years ago, and the two guys here now that have been the two dominant figures. Poll question one, which of these four was the Phillies' best player? Cole Hamels, Ryan Howard, Jimmy Rollins, Chase Utley. Ben Davis, I know you've thought about this because we all have as Phillies fans. Which of them was the best player?
Jimmy Rollins.
Why?
Well, A, he played every day. He was more consistent. He was better than any of them defensively. And he was the catalyst. I know the big piece was, you know, he did his thing. And you could say that when Howard and Utley were healthy, that they were better than anyone else.
I think for sure. I think them at their best were better than Jimmy at
Jimmy
his best.
Jimmy was just way more consistent. And he was... That guy could be on my team any day of the week.
He was great. They were all great.
The other guys were good, but they just didn't play long enough or more consistently enough to win that poll.
You know, Jimmy set the hits record, which is a major hit, major record, especially for an organization that's been around 140-something years. I mean, Jimmy Rollins has the most hits in the history of the Phillies.
Yeah.
He passed Mike Schmidt. And that's a big record.
His defense was so underrated.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
So underrated.
I don't know about underrated,
if it
but
Barry
I'll just...
Larkin, he would have more gold gloves.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy was... And Barry Larkin played on turf.
Well, they didn't overlap too much. Oh, you mean he'd have more than Larkin?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So Ben's got Jimmy. Second poll question, because ultimately we're going to pit one winner from that poll against one winner from the next poll. Ben Davis, and this goes to everyone at 215-592-9494 and on Twitter. Which of these has been the better Phillies player? Now, I beg you and everyone, recency bias shouldn't really be a thing here. We've seen 6 or 7 years of Bryce, 6 or 7 years of Wheeler. We ask, which has been a better Philly, Bryce or Wheeler?
Man. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm going to say Zach Wheeler.
And you're sure it's not recency bias?
No, okay. It's not. I mean, this guy has answered the bell every fifth day for 6 years.
Yeah, yes.
And talk about playoffs. I mean, I know Bryce has done in the playoffs as well. But this guy is, you talk about, you know, jump on my back, I'll take you to the promised land.
He's amazing.
He's unbelievable. And it's not recently biased. This guy is... He's on a different planet right now. I'm seeing all these different polls coming out from, you know, these different gurus and this and that, and Tarek Skubal and this and that. Listen, Zach Wheeler is as good as any pitcher in baseball, period.
He's amazing. Well, look, you can weigh in on this. The two different polls, how you size them up. In the 8 o'clock hour, we'll give you the winners of both polls, and then we'll put the two winners against each other. And through your vote, try to determine the Phillies' best player this century. It's pretty thought-provoking because, honestly, it could go in six different directions.
Do I have a false sense of security, Ben? I mean, for Zach Wheeler's sake, it almost feels like to me that he has, you know, so mastered his domain, so to speak.
He has.
It's his six, you know, like, it's not even one hand. He's got, like, a hand and then an extra finger, his pitches. Mm-hmm. He controls them to this degree that you don't see. You don't see it elsewhere.
It's masterful.
Know? Yeah.
It's masterful.
Right. Like, he really is. And if it's not as masterful as it needs to be on any given day, he has this ability to, like, retool himself where he's like, okay, so that I'll go to 1B and I'll try this pitch and maybe this will get him out every single time I try it. You know, like, he really does always have a plan. He's always not one step, but multiple steps.
Look, he's incredible.
Ahead.
Bottom line is, he's amazing. I mean, that's why he might win this
ball. It's a perfect combination of power and finesse. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, if this isn't working, I can go to this. Like you said, I can go, I'm going to concentrate on plan A, but if I don't have that, I'll easily go to plan B.
And Benny's also very determined, a la Fritz. Like, he's got that
nice high road
bulldog thing. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Dennis in Newtown. Dennis,
high road.
Dennis, good morning. I'm taking the high road. Wow. Good morning, Dennis.
How we doing? Haven't talked to you guys in a while. Ben, can I ask you a question? You got to tell the truth, please.
Sure, Dennis.
Okay?
Sure.
Is your son working with Joe the camera to get him ready for next Wednesday?
I wouldn't have my son lower himself to that.
Good. Very nice.
True.
Listen, I say Chase Utley. Here's why. Because he's got that kind of dog mentality, a heart. He'll beat you any way he can. All the things that Fritz doesn't have, and all the things that Joe is taking advantage of. Every time Joe says, I've never played college baseball, I've only played Little League neighborhood baseball, it's a shot. It's a shot. Every time he says, I'm old, it's a shot. And Jack just can't handle it. So, Joe, I congratulate you for that mind game warfare. It's winning you this competition.
Well,
right
that's
now.
That's if there's any of that going on. I won't confirm or deny.
Joe, stop that. Go to confession. Go to confession, Joe.
Well, you know what the thing is? You know what Sun Tzu did? He wrote a book. You know what he didn't do? He didn't tell anyone the specifics before he put that book out.
Oh, yeah, but Joe, everything you say is slanted towards
it. It's all, hey Dennis, it's all purposeful, man.
I understand. Yeah. I want to show up. I want to show up next Wednesday if I can.
Well, please do. And by the way, I would recommend this. Like, you can come out, you can heckle us, you can cheer for him, cheer for me, cheer for both of us, boo both of us. I feel confident in saying this. The heckler will affect him. I think.
Oh, I would never heckle. I'm just going to watch.
A lot more than it affects me, I think.
I'm just going to watch because I'm about 30 years older than you, but I'm about ready to challenge you after you.
No, this is going to be one and done for me, my man.
Okay.
Dennis, give me an answer. Give me an answer for a great, funny TV moment.
I would say no soup for you.
It's a great
answer. Dennis, that's a big answer, man. Big answer right there. All right, so I want to play some audio first to Spike and then a Fritz. Make of it what you will as these guys continue to talk about everything going on. Let's get to Spike. One thing that he does want to see Jack do in baseball here, Spike.
You just got to win the next one.
I know.
You just got to throw strikes.
Because he's not going to get a hit.
No.
It's just if I walk him.
Listen.
And knowing after what yesterday was like, he's going to just try to get walked the entire time.
Of course
time.
He is. And he'd be smart to do that, by the way.
I know.
Okay. He would be.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be ready to hit, but he's got to throw strikes. I'm like Bonds. I'll take my walk.
This is
identical.
Ben, I'll take my walk. I hope to hit the ball. I mean, I'd love to rope some in the left center field and all that, especially for the winning hit. If I'm fortunate enough to get it, which let's be real, I probably won't. He's obviously a big favorite in baseball.
The thing is, Ben, do you believe that this guy played college baseball now after we've seen the weakness of mind, the deterioration of him at the first sign of even
this
like
guy
a skosh
was
of
recruited
adversity.
He was recruited by Bloomsburg to go pitch there
and played
and
there
he went but there then, and pitched at Bloomsburg
yeah
did he yeah he did at some point
Are
he left the
sure?
team yeah no he played
well that's the thing we did get new information that it didn't last
it wasn't a whole lot of innings but yeah he did pitch it
but
Bloomsburg.
But remember this and Ben you might not know the story John you and James certainly know it because I told the story a couple times in the midday show coming home from Washington D.C. in sixth grade I was in the back seat of the car and I told my mom I'm giving up baseball now I lament that it's sad because I did love baseball but the point is sixth grade I'm like I'm done. So, John, whether he was a spectacular or not spectacular college player, he played college baseball. I gave it up in sixth grade. Mm. So he should win.
You're really setting some stakes
here. I'm just saying. He obviously should win. By the way, he said a few times, he's got this threat thing out there now. Here's Fritz with, I guess you can call it a threat, trying to intimidate me. Here's something he said.
Jack, are you ready to put your chest out for next week? Like, are you throwing strikes next week?
Yeah.
Oh, you see?
I'm throwing strikes.
Okay.
I'm throwing strikes.
Give me a little more bass.
Yes.
I'm throwing strikes.
All right. This is like I've had enough of this.
I just, my.
You see what we got to go through?
I know. I know. This is why I've been despondent for 2 days.
No despondent.
There's no despondent anymore, especially how after we threw today.
Yes, no despondent.
I just want him, and I know I don't want to do it first pitch, right? I want him to wear one.
I know.
I know. Not first. I'm gonna get to eight.
Okay.
I'll get to eight.
And then on the last.
Well, wear one.
Yes.
Like, I want him to feel it.
Okay. Here's my
distracted.
They have to literally get him there. They have to push him to having, like, you know.
Yeah.
An edge.
And now you're right about that. And now he's saying he wants to hit me. And
you need to focus on winning. Not on hitting.
I'm telling you, John. I want to be. As clear, and I hope the afternoon show plays this audio, what I'm about to say. Clip this audio, all right, and play it today for them. Here we go. Fritz, while you're obviously the favorite in baseball, and you should be, and you'll probably, you know, win baseball when you consider your track record in that sport compared to me, I dare you to hit me with a pitch. I dare you. Go for it. Go for it. I dare you to hit me with a pitch. Let's go to the phones.
It's on base.
It's on base, babe. It's on base.
It's
on base, babe. Let's go to the phones.
Hit me with a pitch, babe.
Hit me with your best shot.
I think babe should be illegal for these purposes.
Hit me with a pitch. I dare you, Fritz. All right, coming up, all the calls on all of this. More of what Fritz said, Ben. You entertained
don't
by this Fritz stuff, man?
Please.
Yes, this is hilarious to me. it's so comical and nonsensical. Like, it's just... This is what we're doing with our lives.
It's why the WNBA is coming to Philly. They're like, if all there is in the summertime is Philly's baseball and Joe DeCamera versus Jack Fritz, there's a market for another sport in the summer.
We need help.
Right? It's why the WNBA is coming in. All right, 215-592-9494. Details for next Wednesday. What you need to know to attend. We're going to tell you that next. And all the calls on all these topics, including the TJ Watt thing. Would you trade Nolan Smith for T.J. Watt? Plus, Brandon Graham this week on WIP had advice for what could maximize the Eagles' chances to try to repeat. What he said, phone calls and all this, coming up next on 94 WIP.
After years of wear and tear, you've made a decision. It is time for a knee, hip, or shoulder replacement. You've talked to your doctor. You got a date set. Well, the team at NovaCare Rehabilitation, they are here for you. Attending physical therapy before your replacement surgery can significantly help your recovery and movement post-surgery. And here's the best part. Once you've got your knee replacement, you already know and you already trust NovaCare's physical therapist to help you fully heal because they are experts in balance, gait training, and pain management. Your joint replacement needs are very unique. NovaCare's team will develop an individualized treatment plan. It's going to get you feeling strong and back to the things you love to do. It is not a decision that you came to lightly. So rely on the physical therapy provider you know and you trust. Choose NovaCare to get back to work, sports, and life. To learn more about the benefits of physical therapy before and after your joint replacement surgery, or to schedule an appointment at one of their 150 convenient locations, go to NovaCare.com. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.